The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kesser Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzer365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Yossi Rosenfeld.
Bruchim Abayim, we're going to be learning the halachos about bracha acharona, the bracha made after one eats. This is Siman Nun Aleph in the Kitzer. Klolim bebracha acharona. The rules about the bracha made after eating. The Kitzer says in halacha Aleph, Al peiros ha'ilan chutz mishivas haminim, on fruits from a tree besides for the shivas haminim, the seven types of fruit that Eretz Yisrael was blessed with. So on all the types of fruits, the al kaperos ha'adama, and on fruits that come from the ground, the irakos, and on vegetables, the chol davar she'en gidulo min ha'aretz, and anything that does not grow from the ground, meat, fish, eggs, anything which is not actually growing from the ground, mevarech l'achareyam bari nefashos, who makes the bracha afterwards bari nefashos. Vapilo achal v'shasa niftar bebracha achas. Even if he ate and he drank, he is exempted in the same bracha. That food and drink are exempted in the same bracha of bari nefashos rabos, as opposed to the shivas haminim, which have their own bracha on shivas haminim, which are grains. One would make an alamichya on the other fruits of shivas haminim. One would make the bracha of al ha'etz. But on all other types of fruits and on vegetables and things that don't grow from the ground, the bracha is bari nefashos rabos. Let's see halacha beis. Bracha acharona, the bracha made after eating, v'chein birkas hamazon, and also the bracha made on a meal of bread, ein mevarchin, we do not make that bracha, elam kin achal kishir, unless he ate the size that one makes a bracha acharona on, tahainu kizayis, which is the size of an olive. That's the amount of food one would eat to make a bracha acharona. Aval apachos mikashir, but if it's less than that size, ein tzarech bracha acharona. He does not need a bracha acharona. He would make a bracha rishona. He would make a bracha before eating that food if it's less than a kazayis, the size of an olive. But he would not make the bracha acharona until it's the size of an olive. Exactly how big is the size of a kazayis, size of an olive? There's different opinions about it. They end up, the opinions of the contemporary poskim end up being about the size of an ounce. Rav Moshe Feinstein was Meshayer. He approximated the size of a kazayis somewhere between 7/10 of an ounce and an ounce. Chazanish put it at 1.1 ounces. So it's somewhere around the size of an ounce. Continues the Kitzer. V'almashkin, and if it's a drink, yesh omrim din l'chayev b'bracha acharona. There are those that say he's not obligated in the bracha acharona. Elem kin shasa revius, unless you drink a revius. We'll define that in a second. But this is a larger shear than a kazayis. There are those that say that the amount of liquid that requires a bracha acharona is the size of a revius. V'yesh omrim d'gam ala mashkin, there are those that say even on beverages, on liquids, im shasa kazayis chaya v'bracha achron. If you drink a kazayis of these liquids, he would make a bracha achron. He's obligated in a bracha achron. V'lachein, therefore, because of this machlokas, is the bracha achron on liquids a kazayis or a revius, lotzeis midei sveika, in order to be Yotze, so to speak, to get oneself out of a ambiguous area in halacha. Yesh li zohir, one should be careful. Shelo lishtos el apachos mikazayis. He shouldn't drink anything more than a kazayis if it's not a revius. a revius, or he should drink a revius. He should either drink less than a kezias or more than a revius. Less than a kezias for sure would not make a bracha, and more than a revius for sure would make a bracha. Anywhere between a kezias and a revius, it's a machlokas. There's a difference of opinion if he makes a bracha acharona. The kitzur continues. Ve'en chilek ben yayin sarof l'shar mashkim. There's no difference between a schnapps or a whiskey and another type of a beverage. Let's explain some halachas the kitzur has said here. So what the halacha the kitzur has said in this sif is that on food the shear is a kezias, which we defined around the size of an ounce. On beverages, there's a machlokas, there's a difference of opinion. Is a beverage is also the same amount, which would be a kezias, or is it a revius? And therefore, one should drink either less than a kezias or more than a revius. How big is a revius? So there's differences of opinion. Rav Moshe Feinstein was meshayer that a kezias was arranged somewhere around, on the lower end of the range, would be around 3 ounces. On the higher end of the range would be a little more than 4 ounces. And it seems for brachos, as long as one had about 3 ounces, one would be able to make a bracha achron, according to the opinion of Rav Moshe Feinstein. The Chazanish had a bigger revius. The Chazanish's revius is a little bit more than 5 ounces, 5.1 ounces. So this would be relevant both for making the bracha acharona. It would also be relevant for making kiddush. How much wine should the cup hold for kiddush? It seems for brachos, there at least according to some opinions, one could use on the smaller end, again, according to Rav Moshe Feinstein, around 3 ounces for the sake of brachos. One other point in this halacha, the kitzur said that there's no difference between a whiskey and another type of a drink. There is an opinion of the Taz. The Taz mentions the possibility that maybe whiskey, because even, let's say, a shot glass, something which is less than, for sure less than a revius, possibly even less than a kezias, if it's a shot glass and that's considered a normal serving of the whiskey, one would make a bracha achron on that. The authorities, achronim, argue on the Taz. They say that Chazal do not make a distinction. There's no distinction between a whiskey and other beverages because there's a shear, there's an amount that Chazal gave. The amount is either a kezias or a revius. We don't go and we don't distinguish based on the drink. So halacha lemaisa, if one is drinking beverages, he should either drink less than an ounce or more than approximately 3 ounces. Let's see halacha gimel. Davar shehu kibriyaso, if you have something which is in its natural state, it's an entire fruit as it grew. Tehainu egos echad, you would have an entire nut. Osha ar pri, or if he had some other fruit, he ate the entirety of the fruit. Vafilu kitnis achas, even if it's one bean, it's a small fruit, but it's in its entirety. Yesh omrim afal pish in bo kezayis. There are those that say, even though it's not a kezayis, mikol makom kevin shehu pri shalim, but still, because it's an entire pri, mevarchan acharav bracha acharona, we would make a bracha acharona on it. This opinion is saying the following. It's saying that if I had an entire pri, a grape, a nut, an entire apple, something that the fruit grew naturally as this entity, and I ate the whole entity of the fruit, that has a chashivas, that's considered to be important, and regardless of the size of that fruit, the halacha would be that one would make a bracha achrona, even though it wasn't the size of a kezayis. Therefore, even if it's a very small fruit, it's a bean, it's a small nut, small grape, because it's chashuv, it's important, because it's the entirety of the fruit, one would make a bracha achrona. That's one opinion. V'yesh cholkin, there are those that argue. Kitzur continues, there are those that argue, and they say that there's no difference between whether it's in a complete fruit or not. Either way, the shear would be the size of a kezias. Lachin lotzis midei sofik, therefore, to be yotzei yasafik, to get oneself out of this ambiguous area in halacha, en le'achol pachas mikazayis, one should not eat less than a kazayis, one should not eat less than the size of an olive of an entire fruit. If he has, let's say, some beans, and each bean is less than the size of a kazayis, one should eat enough of those beans that the mitzar, if they were combined, to a kazayis. Otherwise, you'd have an ambiguous area in halacha if he makes a bracha acharana. Because it continues, v'im nischalik hadavar kadam ha'achila, if the item was broken up, it was chopped up before he ate it, batal mimenu chashivuse, then the chashivus, the importance, is, so to speak, nullified. It loses its importance once the item is crushed up or chopped up. But the kulei alma, and by all the opinions, one would not make a bracha acharona less than a kazayis. So therefore, if the peri, if the fruit is chopped up, one would for sure have a kazayis. Less than a kazayis, there's no doubt. The chopped up fruit, one does not make a bracha acharona. If the fruit is whole, then there's a doubt if it's less than a kazayis, if he makes a bracha acharona. Therefore, he should try to eat an entire kazayis to get out of this doubt. The kisser in halacha dalid. Kol ha'ochel in the mitztarf in the kazayis. All foods will combine to a kazayis. If one ate different foods, let's just talk about their all borei nefashos. So he ate half a kazayis of fish and half a kazayis of a fruit. There will be mitztarif to the borei nefashos to make a bracha achrona borei nefashos on those foods. The kitzur continues. If you ate half a kazayis of a food that the bracha achrona would be bar nefashos rabos, and he also ate half a kazayis of something that the bracha is a main shalosh. Let's say, for example, cake or something that the bracha would be ala mechia. Or let's say it was the fruit of the Shivas Hamin and the fruits of Eretz Yisrael, that the bracha would be an Al Ha'etz. Still, he would combine the half zayis of the Bori Nefoshos food with the half zayis of the, let's say, the Al Ha'mechia food. So let's say, for example, a person had half a kazayis of an apple, half a kazayis of a piece of cake. One would make a Bori Nefoshos on the combined kazayis, because he doesn't have a full kazayis of an alamichia, doesn't have a full kazayis of cake, so it combines with the apple to be a bar nefashos. Kitzur continues, afilu kichatzi zayis pas, even if it would be the half kazayis of bread, mevarach l'acharein bar nefashos rabos, if you had half a kazayis of bread, and half a kazayis, let's say, of a fruit, and they combine to a full kazayis, we'd make the bracha afterwards, borei nefashos rabos, because all brachos, so to speak, by default, will combine to the borei nefashos rabos, and one would make a borei nefashos rabos on the combined kazayis of the half kazayis of borei nefashos, the half kazayis of the bread or cake or the shivas aminim. The kitzur continues. He says something which is his own chiddush, his own novel opinion in halacha. V'nira li, it would seem to me, tuha din im achal kichatzi zayis miperos shemavarchan acharen ala eitz. Let's say one ate half a kazayis of fruit, that one would make the bracha of ala eitz. Ukichatzi zayis mimin shemavarchan achar of ala mechia, and ate half kazayis of a food that they would make an ala mechia on it, half kazayis, let's say, of cake. Ukichatzi zayis pas. Or ate half kazayis of bread. The Kitzur explains, the hashta ein kan shum min shebracha achrona shalom bar nefashos rabos mikomakom, because now there is no food here that the bracha achrona is bar nefashos. Mevarach l'acharein bar nefashos rabos. Still he makes the bracha bar nefashos rabos. Let's explain what the Kitzur is saying over here. If one had two foods. One, the bracha is bar nefesh. Again, let's just say it was an apple. And one, he had half kezias of an apple and half kezias of a piece of cake. So they combine to a bar nefesh. So he would make a bar nefesh on both. What if he had half a kezias of a grape and half a kezias of cake? Neither one of these foods has the bracha bar nefesh. The cake has the bracha of ala mechia. The grape has the bracha of ala eitz. Can they combine to a third bracha of bar nefashos? That's the chiddush, that's the novel idea of the kitzer. Even though neither of these foods, neither the grape nor the cake, has the bracha of bar nefashos, but because there's no one bracha that would apply to both, so to speak, default bracha would be bar nefashos, and therefore when we make a bar nefashos on having, for example, half kezias of cake and half kezias of a grape, or even half kezias of bread and half kezias of, let's say, a grape, the bracha would be bar nefashos rabos. The kitzur continues. V'im achach kechatzi zayis, if you eat half a kezias, memin shemavarchin la'achar av ala mechya, the type of food that you make the bracha of ala mechya, u'kechatzi zayis pas, and you had half kezias of bread, he would make the bracha of ala mechia. So let's say he had half a kezias of cake, or let's say a pretzel, let's say it was even cooked wheat, oatmeal, and he had half a kezias of bread, he would make the bracha of ala mechia, the bracha on mechia, which is grain products, because bread is also a grain product. It happens to be that, let's say, the oatmeal, the cake that he ate, does not have the bracha of Birkas HaMazon, but because the bracha of Al-Mechia under the umbrella of Al-Mechia would include even bread, so if he would have had a whole kezias of bread, he would make Birkas HaMazon, he would bench on the bread. Now they had half a kezias, so the Al-Mechia is, so to speak, an umbrella bracha that could cover the mechia, let's say the oatmeal that he ate or the cake, together with the bread, he would make the bracha of Al-Mechia on half kezias of bread and half kezias of some other mizonos, cake or crackers or oatmeal, for example. Mix the bracha of ala mechia. The kitzur says, ushtia emachila ein mitztarfin. Drinking and eating together are not mitztarfin, they do not combine. If you had half kezias of food and half kezias of drink, or let's say he would have less than a revius of drink and enough food that would combine to a revius, for example, that would not combine. Food and drink are considered to be independent categories halachically in terms of the bracha achrona, and food and drink do not combine to make a bracha achrona on them. So it has to be a shear within the food, which is a kezias, and a shear within the drink, which was either a kezias or a revius, as was discussed in Halacha Beis. Just, I think it's interesting to note over here that many of these halachas are similar to the halachas of eating on Yom Kippur. The halacha by Yom Kippur is that there's a certain size of how much food, if a person eats it on Yom Kippur, he has transgressed the issue of Yom Kippur to get this certain onshin, certain punishments for transgressing the halachas of Yom Kippur. For those halachas, food and drink are not mitzdarv, they do not combine. And we'll see other halachas also that are similar to the halachas of Yom Kippur. Let's read halacha hey. Ochal kechatzi zayis v'shoha, if someone ate half a kezayis and he waited, v'chazav ochal kechatzi zayis, and then he ate the other half of a kezayis, he spent some time between one kezayis and the next. Emetchilas ha'achila harishona, if from the beginning of the first eating, ad sof ha'achila, until the end of the eating, lo haya zman yoser kiyum kedei achilas peras, there wasn't any more time than the time of kedei achilas peras, which we'll define in a second. Mitztarfin shtei ha'achilos, the two sittings that he ate will combine. Umavarech bracha acharona, he would make a bracha acharona. Aval b'shoha yoser ein mitztarfin, But if you waited more than that time, they would not combine. Let's explain what the Kitzur is saying over here. There's a halachic concept of Kedei Achilas Pras. Kedei Achilas Pras means the following. A pras was half of the size of a loaf of bread in the times of Chazal. There was a standard size to a loaf of bread. It was either 6 bayim, the size of 6 eggs, or 8 bayim, the size of 8 eggs. And a pras, half of that was either 3 eggs or 4 eggs. A pras was half of the standard loaf of bread. Kedei achilas pras means the amount of time it would take to eat that half of a loaf of bread. The poskim, the authorities, discuss exactly how much time it would take. How long does it take to eat half of this loaf of bread, which is either the size of 3 eggs or 4 eggs, that amount of bread? Some will say that the amount of time is relatively short. Some would say it's even 2 minutes. The other authorities make it as much as 9 minutes. It's a little bit ambiguous in halacha. What is the shear? What is the amount of time of kedei achilas pras, the amount of time it would take to eat this half loaf of bread? Rav Moshe Feinstein is of the opinion that it would be about 3 minutes. But this amount of time, any food eaten within that time is considered halachically to be combined. It's mitzuraf. We would combine one sitting that he ate the food with another sitting if it was within this interval of time. So if within, let's say, according to Rav Moshe Feinstein, within 3 minutes he ate the first half zayis and the second half zayis, they would combine. And that's considered like he ate one full kezayis. If you waited more than the time of kedei achilas pras, more than the time that it takes to eat this half of a loaf of bread, let's just call it 3 minutes, like Rav Moshe Feinstein's opinion, more than 3 minutes, the two sittings would not combine, and therefore one would not make a bracha achrona. So therefore, to make the bracha achrona, he has to eat the two half azesim within the amount of time of kedei achilas pras, the amount of time it would take to eat half of this loaf of bread. Again, there's a range between 2 and 9 minutes. Rav Moshe Feinstein says it's about 3 minutes. The Kitzur continues. Uvishtiya, if it's a drink, afilu shoha pachos mizeh, even if you waited less than the amount of time of kedei achilas pras, ein mitztarfin, it does not combine. By a drink, even less than the time of kedei achilas pras, let's assume that kedei achilas pras is 3 minutes. By a drink, even less than that time, if it took him even less than 3 minutes to drink the revius, let's say the 3 ounces of the drink, even if he drank it in, let's say, 2.5 minutes, they would not combine. What's the amount of time that a person has for a drink that when he drinks, that the sips that he takes would be mitztarif? So there's a shear of kadesh dias revias. The amount of time it would take a regular person to drink this revias, to drink this 3 ounces. So the Mishnah Berurah describes the way a person normally would drink. He would drink. Let's say half the revius, and then he would drink the other half of revius. So it's hard to give exact amount of seconds, but the amount of time it would take to drink a revius, let's say drink part of it, and then drink the rest of it, which is much less than 3 minutes, that's the amount of time that a person has to drink to make the bracha achrona on the drink. Kadesh tias revius, the amount of time it would normally take to drink 3 ounces of liquid. I just want to bring this back to the discussion of Yom Kippur. This is similar to the halachas of Yom Kippur. If one has to eat on Yom Kippur, the first line of leniency if a rav gives him the hetter, the leniency to eat on Yom Kippur, the first question we would ask is it possible for him to eat in a way that he would not eat in the amount of time of kedei achilas pras? Can he space out the amount of time, the interval of time between one eating and the next, that he wouldn't eat a kezayis of food? He wouldn't eat one kezayis within a kedei achilas pras, the amount of time that it would take to eat half of a loaf of bread. So we would try to space out the amount of time that a person ate the kazayas, would eat, if he has to eat on Yom Kippur, we would, if it's possible, we would tell him just based on the amount of time that it takes to eat between one eating and the next to be more than Kedei Achilas Pras. So again, these halachas are similar to the halachas of Yom Kippur. Let's see halacha vav. Shasa mashke chama b'ma'at ma'at. If you drink a hot drink slowly, kemotez, tea, kafas, coffee. Kemish in a shosa b'pal machas kishir, since he does not drink the shir, the amount of liquid, in one time, he's just taking small sips. Afal b'shiderach shtiyoso b'kach, even though that's the normal way to drink it, v'kamakom ein mitztarf, and still the sips are not mitztarf, they do not combine. V'einu mevarach bracha achrona, he does not make a bracha achrona. What the kids are saying is the following. One could make the argument, and there is an opinion in halacha that says this, that because tea and coffee is, the way it's drunk is in sips, so each tea's revius, the amount of time it would take to drink its revius is relatively slow, because that's how it's drunk, you drink it in sips. The kids are saying, even though maybe there is room for such a svara, such an idea, but that's not the halacha. The halacha is that the amount of time we give to make the bracha achrona on tea or coffee is the same as a regular beverage which is not so hot. The amount of time it would take a normal person to drink a regular beverage, a revius of a regular beverage, is the amount of time we would give someone to drink a revius of a hot beverage like tea and coffee. And therefore, the poskim suggest that one should wait for at least a revius of the coffee or the tea to cool down. And you could drink that revius, let's say 3 ounces of the tea and coffee at the end, after it's cooled down, at the same rate you would drink a normal drink. Let's just end with one shayla, one question in halacha. If a person has something which is semi-solid, semi-liquid, let's say he has something like yogurt, leaven, these types of foods which are semi-solid, are they like an ochel? Are they like a food that if you ate a kezayis of it in kedei achilas pras, let's just call that 3 minutes, you would make a bracha achrona? Or is it like a drink, you would have to take a revius of it, let's say 3 ounces, in kedei shtiyas revius, the amount of time it would take to drink a revius of drink. So there's a discussion about this. Rav Mesir and Abba Shaul is quoted as saying that it has halachas like a drink. And also Rav Yashiv is quoted as saying it has halachas like a drink. And if you'd have to drink a drink, so to speak, a revius of the yogurt, the leaven, in the amount of time that he would drink a regular beverage. There are other opinions, the opinion of Chaim Kanievsky and the opinion of Rav Nissim Karelitz is quoted that these are like foods, and their shear would be the size of a kazayas, the size of an olive, b'chdei achilas pras, the amount of time it takes to eat half a loaf of bread, which would be, let's just call that 3 minutes. So we have this difference of opinion when something is semi-solid. Again, yogurt, leaven, ice cream is part of the same discussion. Is the amount of time you have kedei achilas pras, a kezayis, b'chdei achilas pras, a kezayis, and the amount of time it would take to eat half a loaf of bread, let's just call that 3 minutes, or is it a revius, let's just call that 3 ounces, b'chdei shtiyas revius, and the amount of time it would take to drink that amount of beverage. So let's say machlokas, that's a difference of opinion. In terms of these halachos, if you look on the Kitzur 365 website, you'll find articles about different brachos acharonos. You'll find one article about the different types of a bracha acharona. You'll also find another article about the amounts of food one has to eat to make that bracha, the shiurim of the bracha acharona.